I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Attackers broke into a house and murdered two Pakistani Christians on April 11. Pastor Adam, an FMI partner, had previously received death threats over his work with Christians from a Muslim background. The shooters killed his sister and her husband in the first bedroom they came across. FMI's Bruce Allen says Islamic zeal runs high during Ramadan, but the holiday may also have prevented further violence.
They sleep during the day, so it's much easier to fast during daylight hours, and they are awake at night, and essentially nighttime is a party time. So there were people from the neighborhood out in the streets or were awake at the time. Their neighbors' movements caused the perpetrators to reevaluate if they wanted to do this in the middle of the night and continue any further. So they fled the scene.
Adam and his whole family have fled to another city. Pray for them as they resettle in an area where they don't speak the language. And in 2014, the Islamic State carried out a genocide against the Yazidi people. The Yazidi had lived in Upper Mesopotamia for centuries, but hundreds of thousands dispersed from northern Iraq to nearby countries. Many Yazidi made their way to rural Lebanon, and that's where the ministry Cry Out Now started working with them. David says,
We got to meet one family, and we've discovered after listening to their story that whenever they had to flee here, some people that were connected to ISIS actually took some of their children, their daughters, and essentially brainwashed them and took them away from them, basically.
David says they began to tell this family about Jesus, his love for them, and his sorrow over evil. The family soon became Christians. Ask God to strengthen these new believers. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.